Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bows and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my company for this week. Hello, Anne. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Sincerely, Anne is back, and we are here with working microphones. Let's everyone take a minute to start. Yes. Just a round of applause.
I've got a big smile Woo-hoo! On my face.
Oh, my gosh. We could not be happier that the IT department has gotten it together, a.k.a. me.
You know what? It's tricky. You had a new computer.
We seem to have worked some things out, so we're happy to have better sound this week. If you haven't listened to last week's episode with Bitsy and I, be sure to give it a listen. We were screaming into my microphone computer. So how are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. I feel like I haven't been on the pod in a bit.
It's been a minute, probably 2 weeks, and we're so happy to have you back.
Thank you very much.
What a week we have had since we've last spoken to them. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. Should we start with bows and lows?
That sounds like a great idea. I know what your low is.
Well, I think everyone in my family and extended family at this point knows what my low is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a sty.
Yep. In your eye.
In my eye. You heard that, right? A sty. Huh. Why do I have a sty? I have never in my life, maybe as a child and I don't remember, never in my life gotten a sty. It is so disgusting and huge and red, and it hurts a lot. It's pulsating right now.
It looks painful.
It's very painful, and it feels like my eye is the size of my right side of my face.
Yeah.
And it started on Sunday. Woke up on Monday. It was a little swollen, but to everyone in my family, we were saying that it wasn't too bad.
It wasn't.
And it has only gotten worse. This morning, I actually couldn't open my eye for a bit of time.
Ouch.
So I did call the doctor's office, and she got back to me pretty swiftly, which was kind. And she said that they don't prescribe anything for styes, but if she said if it gets hard and warm, to give them a call back, none of which has happened. So I'm just going to do warm
Elizabeth
compresses.
Elizabeth has had a couple in her life.
Yeah, Elizabeth seems to be more sty prone, but it's such a weird, random thing that has happened this week. And what a terrible time, because I have so much to film. Like, you don't want to go and see anyone because it's jarring.
I'm looking at it. To you, it's more extreme than to me.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's there, and like, there's mascara on one eye.
No, it's like my whole face is, and it's so swollen in my eye that it's lifting my eyebrow. So it constantly is looking like I'm asking a question.
Right. I feel bad for you.
It's giving me a headache. I mean, hopefully it'll go. I thought it was really like I was going to wake up this morning and it was going to be better, and it's only gotten worse.
I looked online. It says it can take a week, and you have to just keep doing warm compresses. Yeah. We saw Laura today, and she said she has had a couple in her life. And even a tea bag.
Yeah.
Obviously not like a boiling hot tea bag.
Right.
Right. I don't know what kind of tea, like an herbal tea or a...
Right. So that's my low for this week. I'll keep you guys updated. If you see me on Instagram, though, talking or, you know, recording everything, notice how you'll only be seeing one eye or I'll be in sunglasses.
Well, that is true. You were trying to wear sunglasses somewhere. I said, honey, we're inside.
But it's just like I don't want them to see it.
Kind of a cool look.
I mean,
well,
maybe
the thing is, and I think we've all had a situation like that where there's something that's happened or you've had something removed on your face or whatever, and you don't want to talk about it, but it's also you don't want to ignore it, because when somebody walks up to you and says hi,
you have to address it. And it's also like not I cannot cover this up with makeup because you can't put anything on it.
No,
it's bad timing, but there are worse
things.
That's right.
There are worse things. It'll go away.
That's my low. And but a bow, I have so many bows, one of which is that the technology has been fixed and our microphones are back up and running and that we just had a wonderful day. I can't even touch upon the weekend because there were so many bows, but let's just talk about what we did today. What would your low and bows be?
Well, I was thinking about it. I can't think of a low, which is good news. Can you think of a low that happened to me?
No, not really. I feel like you've been...
You know what? There was one low last week. I have two matching vases.
Oh, that was funny.
And they're white, and one is larger than the other one, so it's a cute little set. And I have one on the windowsill in our kitchen and one on a little counter. And I was packaging some things, and I was using tape or whatever, and there was an Amazon bag in the way, and I wanted to get it out of the way. So I went to lob it, you know, and I fashion myself really good at tossing things. And as I went to toss, I'm like, oh, I am so good at this. It's going to land right on this little counter. And there were boxes in the way between me and the vase. And I threw it up and it knocked the vase over and you turned around and in slow motion, the vase rolled and fell to the ground.
Yeah, that was actually really funny. We did both start laughing because it was so slow motion and it was like you were rushing. Like you could have just walked over and put the package down.
It was
down.
An overboard moment.
It totally was an overboard and moment. Sometimes you do those and then that's why we started laughing because it was like, what's going on?
I was moving too quickly. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get this out of the way. I'm going to toss it over there onto that counter. And I thought that I was really good at tossing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a completely overboard. And I'm still bummed out because what was I thinking? It was stupid.
It was a cute vase. It was a total accident. The fact that you had the aim to hit exactly where that vase needed to go down, like no one would have seen that coming. You had so much room. So it really was a mistake. But we've had a lot of these situations, like even today, you know, we have coffee, but like I have been keeping the coffee away from my computer because I don't want to spill it. And like now we're not throwing packages. And
well, we need to take our own advice and give everything a minute, like just calm down and don't toss that thing out of the way.
Right. I think a lot of it comes down to rushing.
Yes.
Because we're not clumsy people. We're just moving quickly and then little accidents happen. I don't know where this came from, though. That came out of nowhere.
No. I don't know. But that was my low. I really didn't have anything. We have just had a really nice week. So I'm happy to report that I don't have
any
major lows.
So today we actually went over to Nordstrom to shop the anniversary sale bright and early from 8 to 10. Mm-hmm. And the anniversary sale started today for early access, and we went over there and they had like coffee and food. It was really cute. So we shot a ton of content for you guys, mm-hmm. and that'll be coming out in the next few days. If you follow me on Instagram, I filmed a little YouTube video. And you know, I feel like in the past couple seasons the Nordstrom anniversary sale has been given a bad rap on social media, mm-hmm. and I would just like to come out and say that I don't think it's that deep. And I think it's,
I don't think it's really that warranted. There's sales everywhere.
I do feel like it is a lovely sale. I mean, mm-hmm. we come from a different perspective because we have shopped the sale since we were little, and it was quite the event in our household. I believe we touched upon this in previous episodes last year, so I won't get back into it. I feel like if you're a avid listener, you get that we like this sale. But they do have some really great sales, and you can order everything online, and we wanted to get the content out for you guys early on so you can kind of sift through what you like. And I think it is especially great for my working gals. I think you can get a lot of really basic, in a good way, you know, capsule pieces that you're going to pull out a lot in your wardrobe from this Nordstrom sale. So I just would like to be an advocate for the sale because
I think so too. And if you have shopped the sale over the years, it's changed every year, and it's a lot calmer now. And they don't have as many things.
Correct.
But there are still things that are on sale, and it makes you think about the fall. I also love, they never did this in the past, and they now have stuff that you can wear right now that's on sale.
I really do like that. We found a handful of pieces that we thought would be perfect for this time of year. And I mean, I think sometimes we're in a situation where we like to always have like the newest things because of social media, because we're, you know, trying to share the latest releases or, you know, drops from J. Crew or whatever. But we ran into our aunt and our cousin who were shopping there, and she had pieces that she'll have for, they were in the morning shopping there as well, just timeless pieces from Barber that's on sale, and Theory, Vince, you know, for the men, Peter Millar really heavily goes on sale. For the shoes, I sound like I work for Nordstrom.
You do.
Right now.
And
you know what
like
it is? It's the microphones. It's the microphones. We got them back.
And I'm shaking my head listening to you like, yes, exactly. It is great for staple pieces.
It is.
I mean, yes, my niece got a really beautiful gray, light gray Theory coat. And that Barber coat, I forgot to go back and find it. It was really cute. It was a long one, and it was olive green.
Olive.
And my sister-in-law had a whole pile of really cute things.
Yes. And Laura was there with a client today because she still goes and personal shops with a handful of people that she has kept up with over the years. And the woman that she was shopping with today does a lot of her Christmas shopping, which, I mean, that is a level of planning that I don't know if I would have the mental capacity for today. But even like we went down to the beauty section and they had all of that Jo Malone on sale. Even just picking up 3 or 4 boxes of that Jo Malone, such great things to have on hand for gifts for people.
That's really good stuff.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the pump of hand soap.
Uh-huh.
And that was on sale and it's in a pretty box. So if you do, I'm just repeating what you said because I completely agree. There are great gift sets that you can't even find probably at Christmas time.
No.
If you wanted them. Or if you just like to have things, which I always do, gifts on hand.
Gifts on hand. And those are really lovely. And not to toot my own horn, really to toot our horns together. I would agree that when you go on the website, you might not feel like, wow, this is the sale of the season or I'm super inspired. But when we got in person and specifically you started styling outfits, I mean, everything that I was putting on at all different price points, high, low. I mean, they have Cinque Sept on sale. They have Veronica Beard on sale. Like we said, Theory. Mm-hmm. The items and the clothes really did look quite beautiful. And
well, and I think that it's really fun to go do it so that you can show your followers
exactly
how it looks. Because if they like you and they like the way you dress, then, I mean, I'm the same way. I want to see, if I follow somebody, I want to see what they have chosen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, we're trying to make life easier for people.
Always.
By finding things that are really cute. I really thought the well, first of all, it looked like I worked there because I left my handbag in the dressing room.
Did you see that at the moment when Nancy gave me the keys and I was walking around with the keys? I mean, talk about, I thought I worked there. And Laura was back. You could see that she, because we were all there together at the same time, she had immediately snapped back into her Nordstrom mode. I mean, she was on the floor packaging because the woman gift wraps a lot of these things and holds on to it for Christmas. And yeah, she was so on the ground packaging.
I know. I said, Laura, do you want some help?
Yeah.
She's laughing.
Yeah.
She was hustling. She was working hard.
She was.
But I did feel like I worked there. A couple of times someone started, I just sort of looked away because I didn't want to embarrass them because they were going to ask me some, you know, questions of on where things are, which happens to me a lot if I don't have a purse.
you have a very welcoming face.
Because I just walk around and grab things. And there's some really cute, how are we going to show this for everyone? It's going to be on your LTK. Like if for the podcast listeners, where could they find everything? I know you have to get it organized today, but where can they find it?
Such a great question, and thank you for asking me that. So it'll live on my LTK, so I'm going to upload all of that, and then I'm trying to decide if I'm going to do a reel. I probably will do a reel, and then I will do Instagram stories of some of the outfits that we put together with direct links.
Yeah, and LTK is Like to Know It.
LTK is Like to Know It. If you don't have the app, I would highly recommend it. It is a wonderful site. It is where I link all of my clothing, home decor, anything that I share or talk about on social media is linked on Like to Know It. And that is one of the main ways in which I make money as an influencer and as a lot of other content creators make money. Because when you purchase something, I make a commission. And depending on every store, the commissions vary. It's also so funny why influencers are so against the anniversary sale, because
are they trying to act like I don't need to make money? I don't understand.
Well, that's what I would like to ask. You know what's also happening this month as a content creator is Amazon does a big push because they have Prime Day. Mm-hmm. And a lot of influencers focus on Amazon and not necessarily
Nordstrom.
But how
Nordstrom. Is that any different?
Well, that's what I want to ask them. I would like to ask my fellow peers. It's not really my followers, because my followers I know shop the sale because I have the analytics from last year.
Walmart sales? There's Walmart stuff?
Well, just July in general has so right. many sales. So
I don't know. We are not picky. We like a sale wherever it is.
By the way, who doesn't like a sale? Like,
right.
How exciting that we get to shop. Like, let's yes. just talk about that.
And it was really fun today to try all the different things on.
It's also just like we've talked about this before, so nostalgic. Like we love going to Nordstrom because mm-hmm. it just reminds us of, you know, going to the Christmas parties there and just like spending time with each other. We'd go with Grammy and we'd go with other family members, so we like it from that perspective.
Yes, and that's where you're gonna have to look is LTK, because there was some really cute work things that could double for going out.
So you were shopping on the floor and I was, you know, shooting content in the dressing room, and Anne came back with this. It's a jumpsuit. It's a one-piece set, basically, and it is a black vest top with gold buttons and pants that are all attached, and you put it on like a jumpsuit, but it looks like you have like a black trouser with a matching vest
it's
top.
Like a onesie.
Ladies, this is the type of innovation that comes up during the anniversary sale. I have never in my life seen it. It is on my LTK. You must take a look at it. It fit mm-hmm. like a glove, and I just couldn't believe that more people hadn't done this before. They were taking the vest, you know, trend and just putting their own spin on it. And I love the creativity.
Could even, I mean, I think it looks cute with nothing underneath it, not to wear to work.
Right.
But if you put something, it's really not a work piece, is it? Because the buttons gold.
I would wear it out.
I would wear it out. Yes.
It was a good price point.
It's a great price point. So that was a good find. And there were just, I felt like we made sure we did dresses. We did a few dresses that are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Wedding guests, things that you have coming up in the fall and the winter. We did some classic pieces. We did workwear. I'm just listing everything. We did not do any athleisure.
No.
And then we walked around the shoe department and we did take, you took some pictures of, there are some really cute boots.
Very cute boots. Dolce Vita is on sale. Steve Madden is on sale. I mean, these are household, I guess you can, you know, people maybe think that you can get this anywhere, but it's a great because you get your Nordstrom points. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to put this whole sale to bed, but just wanted to let you guys know we had a really great day. And then they gave us a free lunch for shopping with us for coming in and shooting stuff. So that was exciting.
So exciting.
And yeah, we've just had a really fabulous day. So I kind of wanted to dive into this weekend and share some bits and bobbles from the holiday weekend. If you mm-hmm. follow me on other socials, and I'm sure you would have seen all of the festivities, but it was really a July 4th for the books. And I hope that everyone listening at home has recovered well and is kind of back in the swing of things. It's always such a big, you know, weekend or week leading up to it, and then kind of when it's over you're like, oh my gosh, you know, that I can't believe that's already over. I can't believe another July 4th has passed. But
well, and I think because it was on Thursday, mm-hmm. it really, I felt like we were celebrating all week. We went to the lake house on Tuesday night.
We were celebrating all week. And I mean, July 4th, it kind of drizzled on July 4th, which I was talking to somebody about this. I can't remember the last time it rained in my adult life on July 4th.
The drizzle did not slow anybody down.
Did not slow anyone down. I really loved all of our looks for the weekend the night before July 4th. So the 3rd, we had a fabulous dinner. I loved my Sue Sarter dress that I wore. Sue sent that over and that was so fun. And it was really just so nice to dress up. My boyfriend came right after work on Wednesday evening and that was super fun. And Elizabeth and Claire had Shop Avara dresses on, which were so fabulous as well. And it was just so nice to like settle in.
One of the things that I love, and I'm going to not reinstate, I'm going to create this as a little bit of a tradition. We don't do it every year, but I think we're going to try to, is I loved going out to dinner the night before July 4th, just our family.
I agree.
Because it's just sort of like a Christmas Eve feeling where it's like the anticipation of the day to come.
Totally.
And it was just a lovely dinner. We had great conversation.
It was a lovely dinner.
It was calm. It was really fun.
We all had Hugo spritzes, which I wanted to bring this up specifically to my podcast listeners. Have you noticed on social media the phenomenon of the Hugo spritz? And we were just completely a year ahead of everyone.
I do see it everywhere. And Claire, nobody knew it's on the menu at this restaurant because we asked for it last year.
And they put it on because we obviously the owner, we told him and he was like, yeah, absolutely. So that makes sense. But no, Saint Germain came out with a whole like ad for Hugo spritzes this year. And a bunch of influencers went to Italy this summer and obviously discovered it and have been posting it up a storm. And I have gotten a few girls sending me videos like Bose and company were ahead of time. I mean, we obviously, when Connor and Claire went to Italy, they shared it with us. But
that's really funny. Speaking of that, Saint Germain is in a beautiful bottle.
Beautiful.
And Claire and Connor brought that like as a little hostess gift. That's a cute gift to remember for people, is a bottle of Saint Germain.
Yeah, that was really sweet that they brought that for you.
Wasn't that nice? And that's something, you know, you don't necessarily think unless you're specifically making Hugo spritzes. I mean, they must have brought it because they wanted to make sure they could have a Hugo spritz.
Understandable.
But it was like a great idea.
It was a great idea. So I just wanted to bring it up to my podcast listeners.
My other new favorite drink, not that you asked, but I'll tell you, this could be a bow for me, is a Manhattan Up.
You know what? Maybe we'll start this trend since everyone's already done the Hugo spritz. You and my and Terry have been drinking Manhattan Ups.
Yes. So a Manhattan is an old drink. So is a Manhattan Up. And I think it was in the fall or the end of the summer last year, I saw an older woman in a restaurant and she was standing there drinking something. And I walked by her and I said, that's a cool drink. What are you having? And she basically was like, oh, sweetie, this is an old drink. This is a Manhattan Up. They are really good.
They are.
I really just drink that the whole meal.
And it comes in a coupe glass.
Coupe glass, guys.
Coupe glass. It's very good. I've had it several times, like having sips of your drink. I think I ordered it once as well. And I really enjoyed it.
Did you like it as
well? Oh, I really liked it. Because I don't like a Manhattan or an old fashioned or anything like that.
And it's a strong drink, but it really, you can drink it the whole meal.
That is a really great thing to share on the podcast, because, you know, we love to set the new drink for the summer. So that's mm-hmm.
I did see something. I read an article somewhere. There's something called the Lone Ranger. It has tequila, lemon juice, a rich, simple syrup, and then rosé sparkling wine.
Wow, that's a lot in there.
Yeah, it says it's in Better Homes and Gardens. 2024's drink of the summer is the 4-ingredient Lone Range cocktail. The only thing I will say is that you do have to make the simple syrup. And usually I see that and I kind of shut down because you have to make that.
Yeah, that would probably deter me as well.
mm-hmm. But I don't know if anyone's had that. Let us know if you had. But it has a lot of stuff in it that I like. Rosé.
Wow. Lemon. Well, I love that you brought that up. If anyone has had it or makes it, please share.
Yes.
With Bose and Co.
And it said it had a bit of a moment on TikTok in late March.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. So
there's that. There's another option. another funny story that happened actually on July 4th that involved really the whole family, and it was, you know, added a little excitement. One of two of our jet skis we found out the day of was not working. And one of the batteries had died. And then the second one, Dad was taking out and actually ended up, for some reason, you said that he threw the rope over his shoulder. I don't know if he was trying to be cool Terry or boater Terry.
Nautical Terry.
But in throwing it over his shoulder, it kind of slipped off and the engine ended up kind of sucking up the rope.
Yep.
And smoking. There was smoke coming out the back. Correct. So, and he tried to take it out to the lake and kind of rev it up and hoping that it would just kind of, you know, fall out. But that did not happen. Nope. So the boys ended up flipping the jet ski and trying to pull the rope out. And then Claire was like, oh, let me get underneath it and I can try and chisel it out. So one thing leads to another, and next thing you know, Claire has these boots on that Dad uses when he goes on to work sites. So he has steel covered boots because we didn't want her little
were way too large, obviously
huge, covered in dirt, because we didn't want her little toes and even a tennis shoe. I felt like she would have slipped. And she was underneath the jet ski with a knife.
I actually took a picture.
I took a picture too.
And it was, the whole thing made me nervous. It was, you know, they did a great job and there was a sense of camaraderie and there was teamwork happening. But your boyfriend, Connor, and Terry were holding it. They tipped it on its side. And then Claire, in the steel tip, way too big boots, used some sort of a tool that she got over, I think, at Papa's house.
Yeah, I think he had a tool.
Connor figured out which tool, and she cranked open the little box that was underneath. We actually called a marine guy, and he's like, well, no one can come right now, but if you did this, you would be able to get it out. And you guys did it. Not you.
I didn't do anything.
We didn't do anything.
I was standing on the dock because I just said, first of all, Claire, give me all of your jewelry. Like, give me your wedding ring, whatever I was holding. That's where my priorities lie. Right. And I was like, I don't need any of this, you know, jewelry falling into the water. And right. then I was so worried that someone was going to slip and either Same. The jet ski was going to like fall on her head. I don't know why no one was thinking this through. Or that like the little knife chisel thing that she had, the tool, was going to slip and someone was going to like nick their knee. So I was on safety patrol and then just monitoring the whole thing.
What exactly were you going to do?
Nothing. I was just going to alert somebody else to go and help. I was so nervous the whole time. And what was funny is as they were trying to get this rope out of the bottom of the jet ski, the other one had died. And our lovely neighbor, Jim, who seems to be very well versed in boating and things.
Very competent.
Very competent man. So he kind of came over to see what all the excitement was about. And he very calmly went back, got a battery and was working on the other jet ski for a long time, to the point where we almost all forgot that Jim was there. Yes. And then before you know it, he had jumped the jet ski and it was back on, and you know, we're whittling away like a bunch of right. buffoons,
right?
And so he fixed the first jet ski first, and then Claire, I will say, if anyone had to get under the jet ski with a knife and a rope, like to get the rope out, it was Claire, because she is the most competent. Like, I wouldn't have loved the boys to death, all of them, but I would not have trusted a boy under there. Like, she is so careful
and diligent.
Yes. So she is the woman for the job. But right. it was really funny because the whole, and then we did end up getting the rope. She got the rope out, and so all three jet skis worked.
Right. It was a group project. It's really one of the reasons why we've never gotten a boat.
Yes.
Because I can't deal with that kind of stuff.
No, it was not exciting, equipped. But we were not equipped.
No, but everything got to work. And Jim had a really cute little portable thing that jumped the battery. And I was mostly happy for Dad because he felt terrible that the two of the jet skis weren't working.
Yeah.
And then they all worked. And then everyone's like, well, we're kind of tired now. I don't think we want to go jet skiing.
Yeah, we only went out like once. It was really funny.
I think the next day somebody went. But yeah, by the time they all got fixed, I think everyone was over the jet skis.
Well, it was funny because I could just tell that the boys really thought that they were out here doing, you know.
Oh, gosh.
My boyfriend said, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry you had to. Because it was right before Grammy had put lunch out. We were doing this in between the parade and lunch. And I said, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry that, you know. And he goes, are you kidding me? I go to the gym all the time and I'm finally actually using my strength. I'm like, we are living two different lives because this whole thing scares me.
No, they were really excited about it. And actually, I'm going to jump ahead. Because this boat stuff is making me think our next door neighbor, there was something in the air.
This was crazy.
Has an old, old sailboat that is just gorgeous. I don't even know what kind it is. It's wooden. It's a spectacular sailboat. And it was his deceased father's sailboat. Mm-hmm. So it means a lot to him. And he was in from out of town with his family. He has a young child. And he basically was living for the fact that on July 5th or something, he and his family were going to go on the sailboat and they were going to go on a sailing trip for 2 or 3 days around the islands in Lake Erie. So we see him and he takes the sailboat and we can hear him talking and he's got to go a far distance to get gas because he wants a certain kind of gas. Again, I am not a boater, so this is completely lost on me. Great. You can just feel the excitement happening next door. They're getting prepped for this sailing trip. They're having their child take a nap on the boat just to kind of get acclimated to the environment. He brings the boat back and you're like happy for them. I'm sitting there reading and all of a sudden,
guys,
it was an outburst like no other. Grown man.
Yep.
I think he might have started crying.
I think he was crying.
He said, my whole trip is ruined. He was having what I would call a tantrum.
I would say so.
Mm-hmm. We are paralyzed because we're listening to this. And you can't help but hear it. Because
it was the four girls on the porch.
And then, you know, other family members of his came outside and everyone is feeling bad for him. It turns out that there was a decommissioned gas tank on the sailboat. And he has filled this boat up for years and it had like a filter over it, basically to remind you when you went to get gas, don't use it. He took the filter off and put the gas in a tank that doesn't even work anymore. And you wonder, well, what's the problem with that? 100 gallons of gas spilled out.
Diesel.
Thank you. I forgot that point.
I did gather that 100 gallons of diesel were mm-hmm. spilled throughout the entire boat, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Or were dumped somewhere in the boat. I mean,
all
it was
through the boat. I don't know other boat terms. I heard them coming. They were being yelled.
I heard
yelled.
Starboard I being heard. Said a lot. I kept hearing starboard.
Bulge or bilge.
Bulge.
Or
bilge. Yeah, that was being thrown out. But it was very bad for probably an hour. There was a lot of words and emotions, and you could just imagine. Connor, my boyfriend, had left to go back home. This was Sunday afternoon, you know, the end of the weekend. We're winding down and Connor was golfing, so it's the four chickens and we had just gotten Dunkin' and we're sitting on the porch and we're going over stuff, and then this whole outbreak starts happening and we're just listening to the whole thing. They did not realize we were sitting there until
they did not. And when we weren't actually eavesdropping. I mean, eavesdropping is where you're actively like in a situation, I think, everyone heard.
Everyone. The whole lagoon heard.
I don't know. Then they were starting to fill containers up with buckets up with the gasoline. This is another reason why I was like, this is why I don't think I would want a boat, because this guy is an accomplished sailor and he put the gas in the wrong spot.
Yeah. And so then they had all of this like buckets of diesel.
Yes. That they were gathering, and then they walked by and we have a porch and they saw us, and they did actually kind of start laughing. It was sort of good that they saw us because it was a little break for him and it put things into perspective, I guess. And he was like, we've made a few phone calls. I mean, my first reaction is, who do you call? Because I don't know what you do about that. And it was a Sunday, and they clearly, we were there on Monday, and they did not go on the trip.
No, but there was a couple work guys there. something like environmental. They had t-shirts on, so I'm sure it was some sort of...
Yeah, you would definitely need an environmental cleanup for that. I mean, I think... I don't know.
I don't think he ruined this. Like, I think that he said that they needed to almost take it out of the water, take it out on land, and, like, dry it out.
Yeah, it smelled. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, the whole, like, side of that. I mean, we really did smell some diesel. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this does not suck. And then I was, you know, we can relate. Like, Terry got a rope stuck in the jet ski. Like, you know, boater things. Like, we've all been there, you know. But that's also, again, like you said, I mean, it is glorious to be out on a beautiful day on a boat. But the upkeep of it, I mean, we spent 2 hours trying to fix these jet skis. And I can't imagine being, I mean, he was, I understand, because that boat was his dad's. And right. So it had a lot of meaning to it.
I mean, it's terrible. It's like he spilled diesel all over his dad.
He said that to dad. He said that to dad.
Yeah. I know.
It wasn't his fault. It was a complete accident.
Well, I mean, it was his fault, but he just...
Oh, wait. No, it was his fault.
And it was completely...
Actually, it wasn't an accident.
It was completely his fault. And then his mom was like, I'm so sorry that I didn't explain it to you better, because she felt terrible for him, but... She, I guess, had said it's the tank that's starboard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I mean, I guess you have to use those terms.
Right.
And it clearly didn't work. I think we should have used left or right.
Left or right would have been wonderful in this situation. Just a left or a
like,
right.
Like, clearly the boat terms didn't work. But I just really felt bad for him. And again, it was, you know, everyone has to just give things a minute and think about it. Because he filled 100 gallons,
guys. 100 gallons. Maybe it was meant to be, like, maybe that trip wasn't supposed to happen is all I can think of. Mm-hmm. And there was, you know, a reason why. I don't know. The poor man. They are staying up there all week, so I'm interested to hear what ends up happening. I truly believe, though, that the sailboat will be fine.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know if he will be
no,
fine.
No, he will not.
I don't know if he'll be fine, but the sailboat, I think, will be okay.
I mean, their trip was obviously ruined, but you have the whole summer. They could always come back, and I think that the sailboat is going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that was just like a little random...
little local excitement.
It was exciting. We were drinking our Dunkin', and we had some pretzels and full-on screaming.
There was a full family argument going on 5 feet away
from us. It
was
like a TV show.
It was like a TV show. I should have plugged the microphones in and had you guys heard it a little bit. But
yeah, so we felt bad for him. I think it ended up fine.
Yes, because then it was just quiet the rest of the afternoon. I think everyone had maybe gone to their quarters.
Hopefully they took naps.
Yes, hopefully they did take naps. Of course, all I think of is like, okay, so now all of our front yards smell like diesel.
Yeah, I'm like, what's the deal? Like, what are you doing with all these buckets of...
I'm like, how are we disposing of this?
Hopefully the environmental guys came.
I think that's what they were doing the
next
day.
And hopefully nobody lit a cigarette near the boat.
I'm like, well, that's all I can think of. Can we put a sign up, for goodness sake?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like nothing flammable.
Yeah. Don't have an outdoor fire pit.
Exactly. So that was, you know, again, little local excitement.
Right.
I love the Lake House characters. They're some of my favorite group of people.
Well, even, I mean, Connor's been coming enough, so he knows. But we do get wrapped up in the local lore that's happening all around us.
Oh, completely.
You know, it's just like any other neighborhood. It's kind of fun.
I know. You should see us on our nightly walks and we'll run into neighbors. She did what? Today? You heard that? Not to repeat it? Okay, I won't say anything. Mom, come here. Did you hear what she just said? Spread it quickly. Tell Grammy. She'll tell the neighbors. No, seriously. On Saturday, Mom and Dad had a wedding for some of their friends. So the kids were left up at the lake house. So during the day, we went out on one of our good family friends' boats. And so we were with, like, our good friend Nick. It's his parents' boat. So we were with his parents. And I was sitting next to his mom on the boat ride. And we went lagooning, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I should have put the podcast microphones on the boat, because the conversations that we were having about, like, everyone's backyards and just, like, the discussions about, like, certain landscaping and, like, just cracking. It was really, really funny.
That is funny. And they had never heard that term, lagooning.
I know. I was shocked.
I don't know if it's a made-up word, but there are lagoons where we live, which are little, like, little canals almost.
Yeah. And that's where our house sits. We overlook a lagoon, and there's four.
Yes. And we call it lagooning.
Yeah.
Which I think maybe that's a made up word. I heard it from my, I don't know where I heard it, but
we heard it from Grammy and Papa.
If you can only go you can't go over 5 miles an hour on any piece of watercraft.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're on your jet ski or your boat, you are going very slowly and people kayak and whatever. And we call it lagooning because you're just kind of going up and down.
Yeah.
And you have to go slowly and you look at the back of the houses.
It's very fun. And then if the neighbors are outside, you wave. And then
right.
In our cases, we were honestly ranking everybody's patios for about 2 hours.
It was, you had a clipboard, you're giving it points. Yeah, it's a point system.
Yeah, it's, so concrete, they went with concrete for that backsplash. Really, you didn't think of doing like a brick or like a stone? Or, and there are rules in our neighborhood, like mm-hmm. for certain, what's the word, like materials that you are allowed to use. I mean, I feel like if you guys follow me, like all the houses are white, and then it does be taken a step further, and you know, your patio has to be within regulation and whatever. So a lot of people tend to break the rules,
mm-hmm.
like not in an excessive way, but like they'll, you know, they'll
tweak it according to their things they like.
They'll tweak it. And sometimes, you know, that material was not approved. And, you know, that gets spread around between the four streets. I mean, like if somebody's material was tweaked or maybe right. not approved, like, you know, others hear about it.
So right.
It was really funny.
That is so funny.
Oh, so they got new patio furniture. Really? They went with the dark wood. Really? Okay, interesting. And just like the commentary about, and Nick was just cracking up because he was on the boat with, I mean, Connor was there, but it was pretty much just all girls, and we were talking about.
So funny.
It's, well, their hydrangeas are, I mean, everybody else's are blooming and theirs aren't. So right. I don't know if it's like the sprinkler system or if like that's not working. And then, you know, Julie would be like, well, they've been out of town for a long time.
Right. It was like hilarious.
It was really, really fun.
And then we went to this wedding. And you had friends over, Nick and his brother came over, and you had the ping pong table out. You would have thought.
Guys, wait, this is a good, I'm glad you brought this up. Okay, so you guys go to the wedding, and there was tons of people on Saturday night, and we're like, we're never going to get in a restaurant. Let's just get pizza and salads and whatever. So we eat dinner, the boys come over, and then I'm like, why don't we set up the ping pong table? And honestly, I was like, I wanted to play ping pong, which we did for a little bit, and then the boys were like, let's play beer pong. And so we're like, whatever. So they set up beer pong, and apparently, I didn't hear this, Grammy and Papa were walking by the house, mm-hmm. and Connor like ran around the front and were like, the parents are gone, it's time for a house party. Well, that spread like wildfire, and the entire neighborhood thought that like our household was having some crazy party, and we
so
were playing beer pong. And then Jim, who had fixed the jet ski the other day, he was apparently out back with like a bunch of people, and they were like, we're gonna go over there and we're gonna show them how their beer pong was. And then we went to get ice cream at probably like 9:45. It was dark out, and we were taking the bikes up because it's the easiest form of transportation. Well, there was like you know, the young mom with her brother and everyone, they're walking past, and you could definitely get the vibe that she was like, you know, wanting to join in.
They wanted to come over.
They wanted to come over.
You should have had everyone. You should have invited all the neighbors over.
She was like, oh my God, I heard there's a party going on. Are you guys playing beer pong? It was really funny. I just love the neighborhood because everybody knows what's going on. And like the smallest thing gets spread around and then like blown out of proportion. And
it's so fun.
It was too funny. It was too funny.
And I mean, we did have a lovely night. Nice.
Oh my God. No, everyone's so nice.
Yeah. And I did see an Insta story while I was at the wedding with the ping pong table set up, and it made me so happy.
Yeah, I live for the lake house characters, and it's just too good. So
you participated in the egg toss on July 4th on the beach.
My boyfriend and I did the egg toss, and he had an amazing dive.
It was epic.
It was.
I wish someone, did anyone get a video of that?
I don't think so.
No.
My toss was a bit short because like for each round, it's like overhand, underhand, whatever. There's different rules for it. And it was quite short. And so he ran and dove and caught it and rolled with one hand.
Oh, I was so happy for him. He did such a good job.
It was so funny. And it was so cute, but he got it.
Yes.
We came in like third. Claire and Connor almost won it.
They lost to eighth graders.
Yeah, they did. Hate to see it. They have like a kid's egg toss and then there's the adult egg toss.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very fun.
Actually, the two boys are very athletic that won. I think they're going to be freshmen in high school and they're so cute.
They were so cute. It was giving like baseball team.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. I was impressed that Claire and Connor made it as far as they did.
I was surprised as
well. She's won before.
She has. Oh, she's very good. Claire had a huge active day. She mm-hmm. fixed a jet ski. She competed in an egg toss. It was a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
did it with my niece, and we were okay.
Yeah, once again, everyone was taking off their jewelry and giving it to, like, my cousin's wife, so my cousin-in-law.
As if that's really going to make a difference, but, you know, taking your rings off so the egg doesn't crack on it.
Yeah, at one point, Matt, my uncle, comes up to me, and he was like, take your hat off, take your jewelry off, like, come on, look alive. I'm like, oh, my God, Matt. Like,
it was intense. There were a lot of people.
I always love it.
My niece and I were a little nervous.
Well, yeah, you don't want the egg splattered all over your cute outfit.
No, and luckily, and I said that to her. I said, whatever you do, just preserve your swimming suit and your cute shorts and the egg splattered. But she just got it on her hands and her feet.
That's good. No problem. Still sticky. I think Brett, our other cousin, got it all on his bathing suit. And I just looked over and he was in the lake, like, just scrubbing it off. Covered. That's what you don't want is covered. So, but yeah, that was super fun. So, I mean, overall, just a wonderful weekend. And then we launched, totally forgot about this, bring it up. So on Sunday, we launched our new Emily Ellen Bowes product, which I feel like we've kind of talked about on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So we have a family crest for our lake house, which we call our lake house the Hideaway. And we coined that term when we got the house in 2016. And it really just encapsulates how we feel about the lake house. It's a nice respite. We feel like we are there to relax, and it feels like we are hiding away. So within our family, we have called the lake house the Hideaway, and then we have a family crest that goes along with it. Well, the family crest was just so darn cute that we felt that we should share it on our platform, on Emily Ellen Bowes, with all of you. So we tweaked it a little bit, and we called it the Bowes Beach Club. So it has the family crest, which includes an umbrella, an anchor, a spritz, and a bike. And then on top of it, it says the Bowes Beach Club with a little bow. And we decided to just make one product, which is a white baseball hat. It's embroidered and it's an adjustable strap in the back. And we are selling this product on our website. It's available for pre-order, and it is so charming, and it's just gives me all of the coastal and, you know, lake vibes. And it's just the perfect little baseball hat for the summer. So that was released on Sunday. We shot some more content for it on Monday. And it's great because you can all kind of just like be a part of this lake living with us. Did I explain that correctly?
I was hanging on your every word. You explained it so well.
Thank you, Mom.
And it just kind of encapsulated. It's just, yeah, I mean, I think that people liked our family crest, and we were getting good feedback on it, that we did decide to tweak it. So you're kind of like part of our family, but we took our initial off of it. And, you know, the house was established in 2016. So we just put, just like you said, the bow and the Bowes Beach Club. I love that.
Which was established in 2024.
Yes.
Right now.
Current. Yes. In real time.
In real time.
And I love it. It literally looks like, Laura said, it looks like a club. Like you're joining, you're becoming like a member. Club.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
yeah.
So buy one and be part of the club.
And then join the club. Join the Bowes Beach Club for all summer.
It's so cute. And you can't really tell. I mean, it looks extremely official.
Very official.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the crest and the embroidered, you know, I love a good embroidered hat.
Who doesn't?
Yes. Yep. And it's navy and white. And I love it. And
I love
selling
it too.
Really, the pre-orders are going great. And as soon as we get the order in, we'll ship those right out. But it's really cute.
It is so sweet. And it just makes me so happy. I mean, obviously, we're incredibly biased because the crest, you know, represents our family and just like the special place. But also just giving it a little twist and adding the Bowes Beach Club, I think, is so charming as well. Because we are, you know, Emily Ellen Bowes, all of us, we are part of this like little club together.
We are.
And we just have the one product. We're going to see how it performs. So far, it does well. And what happened is it was kind of a midsummer release. So, you know, we didn't want to inundate everyone with like this whole line, but we will definitely be adding upon the Bowes Beach Club as we move forward because we're just really happy with how everything turned out.
Yes. And really also it's good as a gift because you could give it with a little beach bag. I mean, it's just a unique one of a kind hat.
It is one of a kind. It is a great gift. And even if you don't live by water, it's great for the pool. It's great for athleisure. It's great for errands. I even have been wearing it with dresses, with, you know, just my regular outfits, because it does look like an elevated baseball hat with like a cute little hoop and my hair tucked behind my ears.
I think it looks really cute.
Totally.
Covers your sty.
No, I've been wearing it a ton this week because I have been incognito with my welt on my face. Good Lord. Yeah. Maybe a little too niche, but still very helpful. But yeah, it's just a cute baseball hat. And like we said, it's under Bows and Blooms. It's in that folder. I'll leave a link in the drop down of this podcast. And if you do purchase it, I mean, we obviously can see the orders, but when you receive it, we'd love to see you post it.
Yes. And even if you go to the website, we put it in the announcement bar at the top. So yes. You can just click and it'll take you right to it.
Yeah. And if you want to see a visual of it, it's on my Instagram. And then I also vlogged about it on my YouTube channel as well. Since it was really just makes sense for us, since the house is called that, we just tweaked it to the Bows Beach Club.
Right.
But really, you know, the hideaway is in the Bows Beach Club.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of just like all
wrapped all intertwined.
I hoped I explained it well enough on Instagram. I feel like everyone kind of got it. Like,
yeah,
we played off of our family crest.
Right. Right.
So,
and I feel like the podcast listeners will embrace it and get it and want to be part of the club.
Totally. Somebody DM me. They were like, you should make quarter sips out of this.
Ooh.
It literally looks like a country club crest.
It does. It looks like a country club crest.
I'm obsessed. And you guys know how we take something and run with it. I mean, we just always take things too far.
Too far. Way too far.
We had the flag waving. Everyone in the neighborhood was like, oh my gosh, this flag is so cute.
Well, we've had the flag for a little bit, but I don't think many people had seen it.
It's just because you put it out on Saturday. We were talking about it. I was like, you have to put the American flag out.
Right. We did not. We had it up and then we took it down and then we put the American flag. Of course, that's far more important. And then maybe Saturday.
I think there's just because there's a lot of people up there. They were able to see the flag.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
but we have all sorts of things. We have stemless wine glasses. We have like the little insulated.
Yeah. Like the lidded cups that you take down to like the beach. We have our iced coffees in it. We have cocktail napkins. We have little hand towels for the bathroom.
The pillows.
Yeah. Yep. So, anyway, we just wanted to kind of touch upon that. And if you want to check out the baseball hat, it's on our website. It would be so tickled if you ordered it and, mm-hmm. you know, be a part of the Bows Beach Club. So I think that was the last little bit that I wanted to share on today's podcast. Be sure to check out the July 4th vlog if you guys want to see the visuals from this weekend. So thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. We hope you had a wonderful holiday week. Happy July. And I just am so happy that our microphones are working. I mean, thank goodness. I don't think I had it in me between the sty and the sail. I was like, I am not here to be the genius bar right now. Like, it's just, it worked out. So
it's great. It looks really good. I think how we unplugged everything. That's always a good you know, tactic.
Shut it down and start again.
We did. We unplugged everything and replugged it in. And that seemed to work.
I don't know what happened.
Thank goodness.
We are cooking with oil today. Yes. So thank you all so much for listening. Be sure to follow me on all of my other platforms. Shop our new Bows Beach Club hat. And just have a wonderful week. We're always thinking of you. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.